Today we're doing licks combining major and minor pentatonics, and we're going to take it one step further from where we had taken it previously. We had lick number one in the key of A, right? Yeah, so play that lick over like A blues, like 3, 4. Yeah. Yeah, and it fits like a glove, right? But why does it sound cool? Assuming you like the sound of this. I don't want to say it sounds cool if you don't think it sounds cool, but
it certainly sounds bluesy. It certainly sounds bluesy.
Yeah. What are the intervals of this lick? How do I know it's a hybrid between the major and minor? We're going to figure that out together. That first note, you know, how does that relate to like A? The key, the root of the key, like where is your roots in this position? They're at 5th string, 4th string, and 1st string, right? And so, where's your nearest root there? It's right there at the 4th string, 7th fret. So if that's 1, what is that?
It can't be 2.
It's not 2, because do you remember the formula for the major and minor pentatonics? Let's review that. And if not, let's get that out. So let's review the major let's do the minor pentatonic first.
1 flat 3 1 4.
Flat. Yeah, say it. 1 flat 3 4 5 flat 7
1.
And then the octave. Yeah. That's right. And then the major is 1 2 3 5 6 back to 1.
Right.
Right? So that first note of lick number 1 on string 3 fret 5 is the next note after the root in a minor pentatonic. Therefore, it's a what?
Flat 3.
You got it, exactly. The next note, the one at the 6th fret, is in the major pentatonic.
That's a 3rd.
You got it, right. It's got to be a 3rd, because if the previous note was a flat 3rd, right. And you're unflatting it,
right.
There you go. Good. Let's figure out the next note, this guy. And if you're not sure, here's what to do. Choose one of the two scales, major or minor. At this point, we don't know what this note is or which scale it's in.
Right.
But the worst that can happen is you choose a scale where that note's not in it, and then you know you chose the wrong one. But there are some notes that are in both. Hint, hint.
All right.
So let's choose the minor, for example. So play the minor. The minor, A minor pentatonic, and see if that note at the 5th fret, 2nd string is in it.
1, 2, 3, 5.
Well, it would be, in your case, it would be 1 flat 3 4.
Oh, that's right. That was a minor. Minor 1.
So 1 flat 3 4.
So
5.
It's a 5.
It's a 5. Right. Yeah, perfect. If you had chosen the other one, the major, it'd be 1, 2, 3, 5. Let me hear that. And you would have still gotten to 5.
Right.
So there's no way you could have gone wrong there. So yeah. So far we got a flat 3, 3.
That's a flat 3.
Yep. And then 5.
So
good.
3, flat 3, 5.
Yep. And then the next note on fret 7 is a whole step above where we just were.
6.
It's gotta be, you're getting it. You're totally getting it. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time.
I do.
No, I'm just saying you did it right. You did it right because you were at 5 and you went up a whole step and you knew that should be 6.
Yes.
That's what I mean by you're not reinventing the wheel. And then that note is a 1, you got it. And now you're up 3 frets from there for fret 8, that last note of the number 1.
So, 1, 2.
Gotta be a flat 3. How do you know?
Because that's the next note from 1.
In the minor, that's exactly right.
In the
right.
Minor, yeah.
That's
there's
right.
No 2.
If it was a 2, it'd be at fret 7, like a whole step above 1. But that's another story for another day. So you're exactly right. I already wrote it on this other sheet here, and you can look and confirm that you were correct.
I wrote out what the
numbers. The numbers of the, yeah. So flat 3, 3, 5, 6. And then the dot over it just means the next octave.
Oh, I see.
And the flat 3 is the next octave. So that's all. I borrow from the Indian system of, it's called Sargam. Instead of Do Re Mi, they have Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Da Ni Sa. So really? It's called Sargam, you know, so, and then that's what they do if they put.
To let you know it's going to a higher.
Yeah. Or the dot could be below if it's below in the lower.
Right. Yep. Yep.
So cool.
Yep.
So the cool thing about this is not only are you going to learn these licks, but you're going to learn what they are intervallically so that you could take them. So let's do one step further that's not on the sheet here. Mm-hmm. Let's pick a different position.
Right.
And we're going to take the same lick somewhere else.
The same.
In a different, like, this is the E shape. So
right, in a different, like, the D shape.
Yeah, so if you choose a D shape.
Right.
Your first note is a flat 3. So you're at, for the purposes of you listening, he's at fret 7 of the 4th string. We're in the D shape. And where's your flat 3rd?
Man, why can't I?
If you do minor, it'll take you to the, there you go. So that's 4th string, 10th fret.
Right.
And then the major 3rd. It's a half step above that. Yeah, you did it right. I was expecting that you would go to the 11th fret of the 4th string, but you wisely went to the 6th fret of the 3rd string. Yeah, good. And then give a minor 3rd at the end. So let's hear you play around with that lick in a different position. That's it. That was right.
Yeah.
That was right.
Why is this?
Yeah, that's right. Now in this D shape, it doesn't look as nice. Doesn't feel it.
No, it doesn't.
But you got the right idea. No, no, make sure to do a 6, not a flat 7. Right there. And then root. And then. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a great exercise. Because let me just digress for a minute. Mm-hmm. I could take, you will, at by doing this, don't get frustrated right now, but in time you'll be able to go. Or let me think of. That's the A shape. This is the C shape. That's the. Right. This is the
you
G
can see
shape. Sorry.
Right.
And
right.
So now I can make music wherever I am.
Right. You can hear it everywhere.
And that's where you'll be too. This is great. But we're not going to go off the deep end. Just writing out the numbers is enough for us right now.